It's time again for Little Orphan Amy, numero 10. As you should recall from last week, we ran out of time after Bitsy Peace and Bradley Woolworth got their act together, and Ashley Trey and Cliff Drag had scaled the walls of Science South in search of a digital scale accurate to 1/4 of a decimal's place to borrow for their trip to Mexico. Cliff and Ashley had just opened the door to the scale room.
Oh, wow, I don't believe it.
What are you doing here?
Well, I'm studying for my chem final.
Hey, how'd you get in here?
Through the front door and up the stairs. That's how most people get here.
You fool, Cliff. We could have been killed climbing that damn wall.
Oh, wow, I didn't expect the front door to be open.
You could have checked.
Oh, wow, hey, you could have too.
Climbing that wall? Are you kidding? You guys are crazy.
Thought the door was locked, so we had to get in, so we climbed up the outside of the building.
You guys are nuts! This building is 3 stories!
Hey, you think we don't know that?
What's so important about getting in here? Do you have to study too?
Oh, well, we never study.
That's what I thought.
We have to borrow a scale.
A scale?
Yeah, one of those digital accurate to 4 decimal places type scales.
Whatever for?
We're on a diet. We have to weigh everything we eat.
You're stealing a scale, then.
Oh, no. We're just taking it on loan for a while.
You're only going to be on a diet for a while?
Yeah, it's a good diet. Works real fast.
Uh-huh. This sounds kind of fishy to me, Ashley Trey.
Yeah, well, if you don't tell anybody we were here, then we won't tell anybody you were here.
Me? I'm not doing anything wrong.
Maybe not, but by the time we get through lying, it'll sure seem like you were.
You guys are terrible.
Yeah, but we have to practice at it.
What?
Well, don't study too hard now. We'll just grab the scale here and be on our way.
Oh, well, bye.
Leaving this strange scene, we'll drop in on the happenings in the first floor lobby of Acme Hall.
I'm sure glad this quarter's almost over.
Me too.
How are your finals going, Susie?
Pretty good.
I've only got one left.
That's nothing. I was done yesterday.
What? How could you get done so soon?
Coach only made us run 4 laps.
4 laps? That's all your finals are?
Yup.
Boy, some people sure get off easy.
Bruce always gets off easy.
That's because he's a jock.
Coach says it isn't nice to call me that.
Gee, I'm sorry, Bruce.
That's better.
Hey, we ought to have a party to celebrate the end of finals.
Oh, sure thing. We could get us some foot stomping music going. And have a hell of a time.
Yeah, we could get a keg, too.
Where are we going to have it?
How about right here?
How can we have it here and still have a keg?
We'll just put sheets over the window so nobody can look in.
And I'll jam all the locks so nobody can get in from outside.
Gee, Bradley sure talks funny. I wonder if he has a cold. Well, gee, gang, what do we do about Dave Sturm? I don't think any of the other RAs would bother us, but Dave would probably break the door down.
Oh, well, we'll just have to tie Dave up in his closet.
Oh, he'll love that.